We turn now to the Middle East, where we're going to play a little round of Extreme Antiques Roadshow. And I'm here with Aaron Thompson, antiquities expert. Hello, Aaron.
Hello.
You want to look at this coin I have here? What do you think?
Pretty amazing, very nice, huh, John.
What is that?
That is a coin minted in Apamea, a city in Syria.
Oh.
Under the Seleucids, who were Hellenistic kings descended from Alexander the Great. And on the front, it's the head of Demeter, goddess of the harvest.
Yeah. But is it worth anything?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Very rare, beautiful.
Great. How about this nice lady here, this statue-y sort of thing here made out of limestone?
Oh, that's a large one. That's an ancient funerary relief from the distinctive style of the ancient trading city of Palmyra.
Ah.
And this lady, very nicely clutching her veil around her, would have been a portrait of a deceased woman, and the slab would have sealed off a tomb.
Worth anything, this one here?
Oh, yes. Very popular in style.
All right. So that's the end of Extremely Antique Roadshow. The question of antiquities in Syria is a big question with all of the instability there. And the question is, are antiquities at risk, and are they subject to the black market, actually a source of cash for ISIS? Aaron Thompson is not only an antiquities expert, she's a professor of art crime at John Jay College, author of the forthcoming book, To Own the Past, How Collectors Reveal, Shape, and Destroy History. Aaron, thank you so much for joining us here. And let's look at this as a law enforcement question here. Is it likely that antiquities from Syria are going to end up on the black market?
It's definite. We can tell that looting has been happening by looking at satellite photographs. The same ancient sites from before the conflict and after the conflict show us something that looks like the surface of the moon, from looter pit after looter pit after looter pit.
So the coin I showed you is actually on a list of antiquities at risk, the funerary bust that I showed you, and it's part of many, many, many objects.
Yes, and they're at risk on two fronts. ISIS has been destroying pre-Islamic works of art to make statements.
And that's part of their zealotry, their ideology.
Yes, but perhaps, fortunately for the ultimate preservation of objects, much more often it seems they are looting, digging up, smuggling out of the country, and selling antiquities, which will ultimately be preserved, but the archaeological context has now been forever destroyed.
So once again, ISIS is using the resources of the Middle East, whether it's oil or antiquities, to get quick cash.
Yes.
So what can be done about this? Is there international cooperation to observe the emergence of these antiquities in various markets around the world?
Essentially, what has to be done is shut down the demand for these antiquities. So if you had, in fact, been traveling in Syria or even buying antiquities that came out of Syria recently, you would be contributing to the problem. So, for example, the United Kingdom has recently passed an emergency measure to prohibit the import of any antiquities that look like they might be from Syria, so as to not provide a market. I believe the U.S. should do the same, pass an emergency import restriction on Syrian antiquities in order to reduce the motivation for this looting.
Well, I was, pretending to be on this antique roadshow, but if I did show up at a dealer with these items, would I be more likely to get cash, or would I more likely to be told, why don't you sit down and have a seat, and then they'd go call the cops?
Well, the problem is that you would probably be given lots of, coffee and tea and a nice fat check at the end of it, because
Really? These
objects are very expensive. They can make a lot of profit to a dealer, and it's very, very difficult to show that any particular antiquity came from Syria and came from Syria recently.
And that's both part of the advantage for the smugglers, but it's also part of the tragedy for archaeologists, because if you can't really tell where it came from, it means it's been pulled from its context, and there's a limited amount you can learn from an object that's actually been taken from the place where it would have been found.
Not only a limited amount, but almost nothing. It's almost impossible to tell whether something is a forgery or not without being excavated in an archaeological context.
One of the things I noticed on the list here, and you can go to thetakeaway.org and see some of the things that have been published in the New York Times and other places, those little cylinders that they used to use in really ancient times, thousands of years ago in some cases, to seal wax messages of one kind or another. They're little cylinders, and they roll across the wax or clay, and they send a message. These are really, really ancient, and these are found in Syria.
Yes, the ancient cylinder seals would have been used as basically forms of signatures on clay documents or sealing up packages. And people also wore them around their necks on strings as a form of personal talisman. And so many people were buried with them. So the tragedy for archaeologists is that looters will dig up hundreds of graves in a necropolis in an ancient cemetery just to hopefully find out of every 100 grave one cylinder seal. And they're extremely easy to smuggle. They're about the size of half of your pinky. So a backpack full would be worth $1 million.
And a backpack full would be worth $1 million. I mean, J.P. Morgan used to collect these. Mm-hmm. These are really expensive, $100,000 each.
Well, depending on the rarity of them, because they can be extremely beautiful. They're something that appeal very much to modern taste. And unfortunately, appealing to modern taste means that they are much more susceptible to looting.
Is there anything that can be done, assuming that ISIS is pushed out of Syria? What would be the recourse of archaeologists and responsible dealers? Do they need to get in there and see what's happened?
Definitely. You can compare it to what's happened in Iraq. In Iraq, the looting of archaeological sites has continued since the conflict, even after the restoration of some level of order, because once you disrupt the economic life of a people, they're going to take any recourse they can to make a living. So looting goes on. So you need site guards and supervision.
So I know you're a professor at John Jay College, but would you like to be involved in the breaking of, solving of a crime if you were to stumble upon some of these items?
Oh, definitely. I'm looking forward to being called to JFK, to customs, to see if I can identify some smuggled-in antiquities.
Aaron Thompson, professor of art crime at John Jay College, author of the forthcoming book, To Own the Past, How Collectors Reveal, Shape, and Destroy History. Thanks so much, Aaron.
Thank you.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.